Let's look down the road. We're here at Monsanto talking about some of the things in the pipeline, and from Asgrow's standpoint, the pipeline looks like it's got some real positive offerings coming up even in 2013.
Yeah, I really like what we have coming out. I mean, not only with the genetic side, but the germplasm and the trait side with the Roundup Extend technology, the dicamba tolerance stacked in with the Roundup Ready to Yield soybeans. Really looks to be a great tool to use to manage some of those marish tail in parts of Indiana, or as you go into the southern part of the United States with the Palmer pigweed. So great technology just around the corner. I'm looking at new varieties too that's got double stack Phytophthora traits, from some of those tighter soils in eastern Indiana. So just across the board, I think it's going to be a decade that we're going to remember on how we were able to take those technologies and really increase yields.
Take just a moment and talk a bit about how you work with a grower to decide what's going to be best for their farming operation.
Yeah, it's really a great opportunity to sit down with some of the producers in eastern Indiana just to look at their whole operation. Are they no-tillers? Do they manage how they manage residue? We've got a lot of higher populations, narrow row spacings coming in, so managing that residue and tying in the technology. Do we need to go in and use residuals as well with that to manage the residue followed by a residual to build that base? So looking at the whole picture of the operation allows for so many different unique combinations to place that right product, to plan for it, like they talked about, protect it, and then at the end of the day, see the performance with the products.
Yeah, those four P's.
I think I left out a P, but... I'll call it the three P's for this one.
Well, there's a lot of exciting things going on. And as you look at things from your standpoint, when's a good time to start looking at the four P's, beginning with that planning process?
I think it starts right after you finish. We finish planning today, and then it goes into how we manage for higher yields going forward. We've got the crop in early, so let's protect it. Let's look at fungicides, like I talked about. The insecticide is going to be an opportunity. The second generation of these bean leaf beetles are going to be out feeding on pods. So we're going to protect that. It would be that next phase. I mean, we have a great start. We've got the bean in the ground to build the biggest factory to produce the most nodes per acre, which is going to give us the most pods. So let's go ahead and take it the next phase and protect it. And then that's when we'll start, with harvest. And then as soon as harvest ends, it's back into where we're going to start planting again. Looking and evaluating, we're doing a lot of spatial analyzation of the corn. We're also looking at how the bean varieties work across different environments in northeast Indiana and how we can position those products better. So it's going to be analyzing that data and then turning around and positioning those products for the next year.